This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 22nd of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel is experiencing a mix of sunny skies and mild temperatures across major cities. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are seeing clear weather, making it a great day to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa has a few clouds but remains pleasant. As evening approaches, expect a warm night throughout the country. Here are today's headlines. First, the United Kingdom has threatened sanctions after Israel opened bids for E1 settler homes. This comes from JTA and was reported 2 hours ago. Also, a significant development in the investigation into last year's Manchester synagogue attack. A suspect was arrested earlier today, as reported by Walla. Also this hour, in Ramla, a mother and daughter were injured in a stabbing incident. This was reported by Mariv just 11 minutes ago. Separately, the Iranian UN envoy has warned of a space arms race. This warning comes as countries, including Israel, expand their space capabilities. The Jerusalem Post reported this just 9 minutes ago. And finally, a shocking incident in education from Israel Hayom. A teacher allegedly slapped a 6-year-old boy over missed homework, leading to his collapse and death. This was reported 19 minutes ago. From X, the latest. Ynet Global is reporting on Israeli investors showing interest in Madrid real estate. This comes amid supply shortages and economic growth, posting earlier today. Memory highlighted a controversial statement by an Iran-based Australian Islamic scholar. The scholar made claims about Zionists and Israel's corruption, posting 42 minutes ago. Ziad Asali, MD, expressed concerns over Israel's impact on the Palestinian economy. He emphasized the importance of developing a strong Palestinian state, posting 43 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the UK's threat of sanctions. The warning follows Israel's decision to open bids for new settler homes in the E1 area of the West Bank. The UK Foreign Office expressed its concerns about the impact on peace efforts, according to JTA. This move could strain diplomatic ties further, affecting ongoing negotiations. Turning to the investigation in Manchester, authorities in the UK have arrested a 49-year-old suspect linked to last year's Yom Kippur synagogue attack. Two worshippers were killed during the incident. Walla reports that this arrest signifies a breakthrough in the case, offering some hope for justice to the victims' families. Meanwhile, in Ramla, a stabbing incident has left an 18-year-old seriously injured and her mother moderately hurt. Mariv reports that a relative, a man in his 40s, carried out the attack. The motive is currently under investigation, highlighting ongoing concerns about family violence in the region. Separately, the Iranian UN envoy has raised alarms over a potential arms race in space. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, Ali Bahraini mentioned that countries like Israel are expanding their space warfare capabilities. This development underscores the emerging strategic challenges in the region and globally. And finally, the tragic incident involving a teacher and a young student. Israel Hayom reports that a classroom camera captured the teacher slapping the boy, who then collapsed. This incident has sparked outrage and calls for stricter oversight in schools to prevent such tragedies from occurring again. On the economic front, first, Moderna's stock has surged over 90% after a successful cancer vaccine trial. Kitech reports that the vaccine, in combination with Merck's Keytruda, has shown promising results against melanoma. This breakthrough could lead to significant advancements in cancer treatment. Separately, former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen has taken on a larger role at SoftBank. Globes reports that Cohen is now a strategic advisor, indicating SoftBank's increasing interest in Israeli expertise. This move could foster stronger ties between Japanese investors and Israel. And finally, Alice Walton, the world's richest woman, is investing her fortune in American art and education. Ynet Business highlights her contributions to a free museum and a new medical school. Her philanthropic efforts provide cultural and educational benefits, reflecting a broader trend among billionaires globally. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.